cheers this film before a live studio audience.
Oh, Lilith. Boy, am I happy to see you.
And I as ever you.
Yeah, I was cleaning out my garage, and I was going to toss a whole bunch of old toys into the dumpster, and then I thought, oh, heck, maybe the crane kid would like them.
Oh, goody. War toys.
Yeah. Get a load of these, huh?
Ah, little tin Confederate soldiers so my child can have the fun of reliving the carnage and agony of the Civil War.
You bet. My Gino once did a Battle of Gettysburg using these and a can of tomato bisque soup.
Oh, here's a cute little dolly.
Yeah, if you run her along the bar, she screams and sparks fly out of her eyes.
Carla, these toys are inappropriate. I fear that a child who spent his time playing with them would be in grave danger of developing severe personality disorders, possibly bordering on the psychotic.
Wow, Sparkhead! God, I used to love this when I was a kid. Hey, guess who Sid and Gladys ran into the other day? Hank and Marilyn. Through the windshield! Skidding on the pavement!
See? Do I want my son to grow up like that?
Drop me off,
honey.
Sure.
Oh, I tell you guys, man, whew, Martha's Vineyard is the sweetest place on earth.
Bye, Sam.
Bye, Martha. Hey, let me buy you guys a round here, huh?
Hey, all right. Hey, you are in a good mood, huh?
Well, why not? I woke up on the right side of her bed.
I know something that'll make you feel even better.
Yeah, what's that?
Guess who's taking over Melville's today?
Me? Wow.
John Allen Hill, Manhattan's foremost restaurateur. And guess who made it all happen?
Me?
Wow. No, me. I was talking to Robert.
Wait. Does this story have anything to do with me?
Yes.
Wow. Go on.
When Mr. Hill makes Melville's a toast to Boston's nightlife, our little bar will ride right along with it.
And all because of me.
Guys, check this out. Kelly sent me pictures of herself all the way from Paris.
Wow. Ooh, this one's a cutie.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's her on her bed in the convent.
Looking rather fetching in an oversized T-shirt reading, Je suis avec stupide.
So who do you suppose took those snapshots, Woody?
Oh, probably your roommate, Cindy Ann.
Well, I don't know, Woody. There's a thumb in this picture. Either it's a man's thumb or a little Cindy Ann could use a big bottle of Nair for Christmas.
I can't believe it. This is a man's thumb. She's having some hairy French guy take sexy pictures of her. All right, well, two can play at this game. I'm going to have some hairy French guy take pictures of me.
I'm John Hill, your new upstairs neighbor.
Oh, hi.
And you must be Sam Malone.
Yeah, how'd you know?
My hat check girl described your hair. She didn't do it justice.
Oh, well, it's kind of a hobby.
The joy it must bring you. Well, Mr. Malone, since we're going to be neighbors, I brought a little gift for your tavern.
Oh, look at that. Hey. All right. It's a welcome mat with a duck on it. Look at that.
Well, we've never really used a doormat before.
I'm not Captain Clavin.
Do you think this kind of thing goes in a sports bar?
Oh, back in Hanover, duck hunting is considered one of the manliest of sports.
We used to do it all the time.
You actually shot ducks, Woody?
Oh, no. It's just an excuse for the guys to get together and drink hot cocoa and blow those little quacker dealies. I had the best one. I made it out of a Good and Plenty box.
He's cute. Does he come with his own dueling banjo? Well, Mr. Malone, please make sure your patrons use this map before tracking dirt up to Melville's.
Oh, John, you know, I really don't think so.
Oh, well, fine. By the way, I think this will amuse you, Sam. In looking at the property map that came with my title deed, it appears that the area beyond that hallway actually belongs to me.
Oh, no, John, that's the pool room, and those are our bathrooms.
No. Look here. You see, apparently it was Melville's old storage basement.
Uh-huh.
Don't get alarmed. I have no designs on them. I just mentioned it because I thought it was amusing.
Yeah, that's very funny. So, do we still get to use it?
Of course. We're neighbors. Neighbors help each other.
Yeah, well, of course they do. Of course, you know, I got an idea. Why don't you let me help you put this duck mat right down at the foot of the stairs?
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Sam. One other thing. Our garbage area seems to be strewn with beer cans that appear to have been crushed against someone's forehead.
I warned you about that.
Hey, I get crazy.
Don't worry about it, John. I'll take care of that right away.
Also, your red Corvette seems to be parked in my space.
Oh, no. Now, John, I've always parked in that space.
Not any longer.
Fine. All right. I'll move it.
Of course you will.
You know, I don't know if I like this guy so much. He seems kind of snooty.
He's not snooty, Sam. He's sophisticated. I think this bar could benefit from his kind of class.
Oh, come on. Cheers is classy enough the way it is.
Have you ever seen so many yuppies with gold cards?
John Allen Hill worked his magic, and we reaped the benefits.
I love these charge slips. Look at here. They put down a 5 for a tip. Now, all I have to do is stick a 1 in front of it. And I got 15.
All right, Nami, you beat me fair and square, so, all right, let me buy you a beer. There. Excuse me, I was sitting there.
Oh, there was no one here when we came in.
No, I mean yesterday. And really, since the Ford administration.
We're just waiting for our table up at Melville's.
So you'll move?
Look, there's lots of other stools.
Look, sounds good. I'm Norm.
I'm Jeffrey. This is Hillary.
Nice to meet you. What do you do, Norm?
I sit there.
Well, it's nice meeting you.
Look, this is.
We're running out of time here. He's already 2 stages beyond anything I've seen before, so I think you better give him a stool. I'm sorry. We're sitting here.
What's all the commotion about? Who cares? Set him up, Wood.
Cheers.
Okay, just a second. Armstrong, party of four, your table is ready?
Have our drinks sent upstairs. We'll pay for them up there.
Excuse me?
Young man, could you call upstairs and tell them that we're waiting down in the lounge until our table is ready?
Sure.
No, Woody, no, this is not Melville's lounge. I gotta go talk to this hill guy. This is getting out of hand. This is my bar, not his stupid, yuppie lounge.
I think Sam's overreacting just a bit, don't you?
Ciao, gang.
Ready!
Times, they are changing, Mr. Peter.
Hey, no. Give me your coat and tie, will you? Forgot about their stupid dress code.
Woody, you set up a party of eight without calling ahead.
Where is my brain?
Oh, man, this is going too far.
Sam, stop. Relax. Listen, don't let your anger get the better of you. It's the worst thing you can do in a business situation.
Well, maybe you're right. I don't know. It just, you know, it seems to me like he's turning our bar into something Diane would have liked.
All right, Sam. You hold him, I'll hit him.
No. You were right. Thanks, man. You were right the first time. Listen, I'll just go talk to him here. Say, Mr. John, could I have a little chat with you?
Oh, certainly, Mr. Malone.
John, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with you delegating new responsibilities to my employees.
I understand completely.
Oh, good. So it'll stop.
No, I think I deserve a little leeway. After all, I am allowing you to use that pool room as well as both washrooms.
Oh, no, wait a second. I could just as easily say that I'm allowing you and your customers to use my stairs. I mean, look, there go two of your customers up my stairs.
Yes, and there go two of your customers into my washroom.
Yeah, well, look, there go three more of your customers up my stairs.
Sam, I'm sensing hostility here, and frankly, it hurts me. I mean, especially since I came down to do you a favor.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that?
I wanted to give you the number of the impound lot where your automobile has been towed.
What?
Well, you parked in my space again, and I had to have it taken away.
You towed my vet?
Sam.
He towed my vet. Well, all right, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you and your customers to no longer use my stairs.
Don't you think that's a little drastic?
No, I don't. I think it's quite fair. I mean, it's not like I'm scratching their chrome with a giant metal hook.
Very well. Everyone, may I have your attention? Melville's patrons are no longer welcome here. Would you please join me upstairs for a complimentary cocktail?
No, whoa, not you, Norm.
Carla, bring me one down.
Hey, Carla, get out. Well, I think I handled that quite well. Nobody messes with Sam Malone, least of all some hairless king of the snobs.
Wow, that was a real shot at you from out of nowhere, huh, Dr. Kirk?
Well, congratulations, Sammy. It's been a whole week since you gave Hill the boot, and he hasn't retaliated at all.
Oh, yeah, I know guys like that. They're all the same. You know, you call their bluff. Pretty soon they crumble.
Leave the nerve of that guy putting up a wall like this?
You know the Constitution guarantees us certain rights. Among those, the right to go to the bathroom and the right to play pool.
Way to tell him off, Sammy.
Actually, they wouldn't let me in because I wasn't wearing a jacket.
But he can hear me!
Sam, calm down.
I'm calm. I mean, it's just that, according to his lawyer, that horse's ass is not going to take down that brick wall until I pay rent on the pool room. Ooh. Look what I did. I stole all his dinner mints.
I know. I shouldn't have done it. I just let him get to me just a touch. That won't happen again. Swear to God.
$10 says he goes ballistic by midnight.
I got 10 that says 11 o'clock.
I'll take 9:30.
Grace, you want in?
Well, I don't think that would be fair. I mean, I am a professional psychiatrist. Then again, it might give me the edge I need. I say by 8:15, he'll be spitting up blood.
Dr. Crane, I need your help. I've been walking the streets, pulling up my hair, bumping into things, talking to myself.
So what's new, Woody?
Well, it's Kelly. I can't stop thinking about her and that man with the thumb.
Oh, Woody, you've created this whole scenario based on what? A snapshot of an innocent girl in a T-shirt. I mean, look, if you want to straighten things out, why don't you just call her and talk to her?
Yeah, maybe you're right. I mean, maybe if I just talk to her, I can clear this whole thing up. But so help me God, if a man with a thumb answers. Hold on. It's him. It's the thumb guy. And you know what that pervert said to me? Allo. What does that mean in English?
Wait, no, I took some French in high school. I think allo means, I've got your girlfriend in my arms, and soon we'll be naked, you stupid cuckold.
Well, that's funny now, because I thought it meant, I've got your girlfriend in my arms, and we're already naked, you stupid cuckold.
Oh, for God's sake, stop hectoring the poor lad. It simply means that I enjoyed your girlfriend.
All right, listen, Monsieur Thumb.
Woody, stop. We were just joking here. Let me talk to him.
Bonjour, monsieur. Je suis un ami de Woody. Un petit problème. Ma question est, le photographe de Kelly.
No. C'est merveilleux. Merci. Oh, Woody, it seems that there's a Monsignor Pilote, a very elderly French cleric, who was the one that took the photograph of your beloved.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Crane. I feel a million times better. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna go write Kelly the best darn love letter she's ever had.
Here you go.
So, some old French priest, huh?
I have no idea. Apparently, Woody dialed the wrong exchange. Somewhere in Belgium, there's a very confused chocolatier.
I'm taking things into my own hands here. I hate that damn wall. I'm gonna put my bar back to where it was.
Coming out? No more bets.
Excuse me. You may want to move over here just a little bit. Fellas, you may want to take note where you were the day the wall came down. Down yet?
Mr. Hill, wait here just one moment, please, okay? Sam, I don't want you to be mad at me, but I brought Mr. Hill here to settle this whole ugly mess between the two of you, and please say you'll talk to him.
No, sure. I'd love to talk to him.
Not with a sledgehammer.
Oh, I wasn't going to actually, hit him with that. I was just going to drop it on his foot by mistake.
No, Sam.
Sammy, just let me have it. Ow! Would have worked, Sam.
No, I'll just, talk to him. That's all right.
Mr. Hill.
John. I'm glad you came back. Sit down for a second. Things have just gotten too far out of hand here. I mean, come on. We're neighbors. We need to... Well, we need to learn to live together. We need each other.
I don't need you.
Oh, gods, you're evil. I can't fight the evil. I give up, Mr. Hill. You know, funny thing is, When I got my bar back just recently, I thought, hey, Sam, you're on top of the world here, and your life's finally turning around. You're in charge of your own destiny. But I was wrong. You have my bathrooms, Mr. Hill. You hold all the cards. You're everything. You're God. I'm nothing. Here's your rent.
I'm sorry, Sam. I was wrong. I don't want your money.
You don't?
No, I just want you to make that speech to me in public every month when your rent is due.
No, no. I was wrong. You're not God. You're some big, petty, mean nothing. I'm going to give you your rent every month and every month from here on out. And I'll tell you, every time I do, I'm going to write right down here on the memo part, you're not God. There. How do you like that?
Well, you certainly put me in my place. I'll just take your money and go.
Yeah, good, good.
Oh, by the way, when I came in, I noticed they were towing your car again.
What for? I didn't park in your space.
No, but it was in a fire lane. I don't make the rules. I just notify the authorities when they're broken.
God! Oh, he's making me insane! Oh!
I'd say that scream makes it official. Woody, who won the pool?
Well, oh, Sam, you aren't going to believe this. The winner of the $200 is our friendly new neighbor, John A. Hill.
He gets paid $200 to make me insane? No, he can't get away with this. No, this is not fair. I'll tell you something. I'm going to make him take down that brick wall, brick by brick, with his own little polished fingernails. I need to get back. I need revenge. Oh, yes, yes. The mat, the stupid mat. I've always hated this mat. This is the mat from hell. Never mind. Where's my sledgehammer? Yeah. Die, you stupid duck. Watch this. Burn, Donald, burn. It won't burn. Say, this is a pretty good mat, isn't it? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this home for myself. I'm going to bring back one of those cheap ones, the kind that wear out all the time. And then he'll have to replace it himself every month. I win!